The Lord said to me a few days ago, because you know what, people, I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I be getting before the Lord and I just want to say, what's up? I've been giving, I've been speaking, and the valley is still dry. And I get before him and I just, okay, we're not going to come that way. I'm going to come with thanksgiving and just praise him. And I've been doing that, 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 and I've been doing that. Did you know? I've been doing that. I've been doing it. Been fasting. Been doing it. I've been doing it. And I said, God, what's up? And the Lord said to me, I was in prayer. I had chose not to complain. I chose not to tell God my issues and my problems and what needs to be paid and so forth. I chose not to say that. But I chose to just worship him for who he is. And I let him know, I know everything is in your hands. I know, God. And you know, the Holy Spirit reminded me of an incident that happened. I was in a car accident. And he let me know, you have seen my power. You've seen my power. Some of you probably can think back of the power of God in your life where you know if it wasn't for that power, you might be up out of here or in a bad shape. He reminded me of a car accident. And I'm going to give you the short version. Driving, had to stop because somebody was turning, got hit from the back. Car went in flames. Three of my children in the car. Two of Donita's sisters was in my car. We had just left the park. And when I looked through my rear mirror, all I saw was flames in the back. And I asked the Lord, was I going to die like this? And the Holy Spirit said, put the car in park and shut it off. So I did that. And I said, everybody get out of the car. So when everybody was getting out of the car, I opened my door and there were flames shooting from underneath the car. Now, in a situation like that, in your natural, you will panic, you'll be fearful, and the only reason that I had some stability, I could hear, I was in his presence before I left the house. I had prayed that morning, worshiping God, commanding his angels to encamp around me to protect me and my family. So when the accident happened, I had a composure that wasn't fearful. It happened so fast, I don't know if I had time to be afraid, but I knew God kept me. So when I saw the flames, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What came out of my heart was, in the name of Jesus. And it said, whoa. I got out of the car. There was a tavern on this side, and the men came out of the tavern running and keep pulling babies out of the car, running down the street because they thought the car would blow up. In my prayer time, God said, I showed you my power. You spoke, and the fire had to obey you. He was letting me know that in him, all things are possible, every need is met. In him. He was letting me know the role that I had with him, how precious I was to him. He was letting me know, what are you afraid of? Why are you doubting me at this time? Why have you allowed the circumstances to speak louder than my word? Why are you allowing what you see to have more influence than my promise? All I could do was weep before the Lord. See, in October when I had the women's conference, the Lord gave me the title, Season Change. And he was letting me know there was a change of season that was taking place, not just because it was fall. That was in the natural, but there was a season change in the spirit realm. So as I was praying, what came out of my spirit was, this is the time of God and the season of the Lord. See, I always said, don't ask God something if you don't want to answer, because he'll answer you. He answered me because I asked him, what's up? And the Lord said, this is the time of God and the season of the Lord. So I pondered on that for a couple of days. Time of God and the season of the Lord? I said, Lord, what's that? On July 5th, a lot of times when I get before the Lord, I will type on the computer because I can type my thoughts out better than I can say them. I flow better that way. And I said, Father, what is the time of God and the season of the Lord? What is this? I do not understand. All I know is that I am waiting on you, but what makes this time different than any other time? I have waited for you before, and I thought nothing about this time. I remember the season of season change. You were letting me know that there was change in the air and that my life is going to be making a new season, and to have a season change, there were things that I need to do. And so God gave me things to do back then in October. This is what needs to take place for a season change. I said, but what is this new season? I need understanding. Help me to see what you see. Your thoughts are higher than mine, and I know this. Unless you give me understanding, I will be guessing and spinning my wheels. Just straight talk. See, the Lord sometimes will have to let you soak on it for a while, because see if you really want the answer. Because I kept pondering on it. I kept saying it. This is the time of God, the season of the Lord. I kept saying it. Pastor Don didn't get the revelation. I had it. But I'm trying to get him to, what do you think? He's just looking at me like, what? On July 6th, I'm before the Lord. I'm worshiping him. But before that happened, Pastor Don and I have been fasting. And every morning we have communion together. And we consecrate ourselves before the Lord. And as I was praying that morning, God is just so awesome. I was reading in the book of Psalms. Go to Psalms 80. Let's see. I was reading Psalms 84, but go to Psalms 82, I believe. Oh, let's see. Is it Psalms 82, Lord? Did I lie? Let's see here. Oh. It's going to come. See, if I had my other Bible, it would be there because I have it marked. This is my new Bible for presentation, you know, not raggedy or anything. People look at it, oh, she's got a nice Bible. But the one at home is the one I study with. Hallelujah. That's the one I know I can hear God from. This one's got to get broken in. Well, I can't find it right now, but it's in Psalms 82. But it says, when we were sitting on the bed, getting ready, praying in the spirit, and I looked at the scripture, and it said, I am the Lord thy God who has brought you out of Egypt. He said, open your mouth and I will fill it. So I read that. So then Pastor Noam started praying. And as he was praying, all of a sudden he slid right into prophecy. He's praying and then all of a sudden he went right into the spirit and started prophesying some things that God was saying to us in our season. Remember I asked God, what is this time of God and the season of the Lord? Well, as my husband was praying, the Lord said, watch my way and my signs. It hit me in my spirit. When he got done, I got up and got on the computer. God said, it's about my way. Recognize the time and my signs. It will not be about you and what you think. It's about me. It's about my way. It's about my thoughts. Yes, you have to seek me to know my way and my thoughts, my time and my signs. You will never walk in my season if you are not willing to surrender to my time and my season. You will have to deny you. You have to deny what you see. You have to deny what you feel, what you want, what you desire, what you think, and what you want to say. All must be surrendered to me and leave at the altar of sacrifice. This is the place of disrobing of your carnality. The very thing that you hang on to. Your defenses, your rights, your way. Your seeing, your thinking, and even what you are feeling. All carnality must be denied and known as the lie. Only and only then can you see the truth, my way. The time of God, the season of the Lord. And in this place, the true place, can your provision be revealed. Remember Abraham. He trusted that he and the lad would return from the mountain. Regardless of what his time said, the carnality, no hope, no worship. See, when we get in carnality, we have no hope. Turn your phones off, ladies, please. You have no hope. You have no worship. Because when you're in the carnality, you can't worship God. When you're in the carnality, you're in your time. You are in your season. It's all about what's going on in your life. You can't worship. You have no hope. Why? Because you are in your flesh. The flesh cannot worship God. Not unless the spirit goes first. The flesh has no other choice but to go when you allow your spirit to go there. So there is no worship. Isn't that something? There is no worship. If Abraham had gotten in his carnality, he never would have went to the mountain. Because when God said, I want you to sacrifice your son, your only son, how long did it take him to get the child? Who was it? Abraham, how old was he? 100. Sarah was what? 99. And now you want me to do what? You want me to take my son that I didn't get till I was 100 and you want me to sacrifice him? The time of God and the season of the Lord. See, the time of God and the season of the Lord will require something out of you. He would quit looking at the baby. She's fine. Look here. He is going to ask you to do something that is going to go against the grain. His son. All of us have children in here, don't we? In time. And God says to you, I want you to lay your son at the altar. And I want you to sacrifice. And see, when they sacrifice, they will go get a lamb and build an altar and sacrifice him. Got him. As an offering unto the Lord. So God was saying to me, this is the time of God in the season of the Lord. I'm requiring some sacrifice. I'm requiring some gutting. Some bleeding. I'm requiring you to let go of something that you think is so precious. The time of God and the season of the Lord. Abraham was in the time of God because he said, me and the lad will return. See, he took others with him and they're looking around, where the sacrifice at? He said, where the sacrifice? He said, be at peace. My son and I are going to go up to the mountain to worship God. And my son and I will return. See, you can only say that when you're in the time of God, the season of the Lord. See, in other words, he's saying, I know my God. And even though he's requiring some, we're coming back. He had a relationship. See, God was saying to me, you have to have such a relationship with me, Rose, that you know that I'm going to come through. That regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what's squeezing you and causing you pressure, you got a confidence that you and the lad going to return. He says here, but Abraham recognized my time, the spiritual, true hope, true worship is what took place in that time. So he disrobed his carnality that said, where is the sacrifice to offer or where is the provision? See, we're in a place where we're asking God, well, where is it at, God? I've been fasting, I've been praying, I've been going to church. God, I even been helping folks out, and I ain't been cussing like I used to, and I ain't been getting mad at people. God, I've been doing all this for you, Jesus. Haven't you seen my works? God, I know I miss my tithe every now and then, but you know, God, I've been trying. I've been trying to get it in. And you're saying, but where's the provision? There is no provision in carnality because there's no worship. There's no hope. God was saying, in my place, you have to know hope. You have to know when you step out of the house and everything is a mess that God's got it. That you can go and encourage somebody else in their mess. You know yours is covered. See, you can't go give hope if you don't have hope. You can't give a sacrifice, help somebody else if you ain't made no sacrifice. God was saying, this is the time of God and the season of the Lord. Abraham didn't say, where is the sacrifice or where is the provision? But he put on a robe of praise. He put that on before he even left the house. See, you have to put the robe of praise on before you leave the house. When you get up in the morning, you got to put that robe of praise on. Because, see, when you praise, hope comes in. Joy comes in. You don't know how it's going to work, but you know it's going to work. You just have a knowing inside you because what? You put on a garment of praise. See, he put it on before he left. When he was packing up everything, he had on a garment of praise. Why? Because it kept him on the road. So by the time he got to the place that God said, worship me, he was able to say, the lad and I will be back. We're going to give God some worship. See, you got to praise before you get to your destination. So you can get to your destination. If there's no praise, there's no hope, there's no provision. There's no provision. He kept his focus. He kept his focus. Focus. He adjusted his lenses. Some of the stuff you're going through might have put you in a whole different... You ever seen folks with them big pot of glasses? If you put them on, you can't see a doggone thing. But somebody who has bad eyes can see clearly. But see, what happens is we end up fogging up our lives so much with murmuring, complaining, and why is this going on, and how come I can't do this, and why they treat me like this, and God, it's hot. That when it's time to look, you can't see. You can't see clearly. You can't even make out the forms or the images because I got too much on my lens here. I got too much. Abraham kept his focus. He adjusted his lenses. And sometimes you have to adjust your lenses about every 5 minutes. It all depends on where you are. In the place I was in, I had to adjust often. Because there was a lot being seen. There was a lot in my way. Things are speaking to me. Bills is calling out. Hey, here I am. See, y'all not going through that, so y'all won't be able to comprehend that. But they were calling out to me. And I didn't have an answer. When there's no worship, there's no hope, I don't have an answer. But see, when they speak, I got to speak back. See, when I have the garment of praise on, I say, oh, in the name of Jesus, all is well. Shut up. All is well. I'm in control here. You cannot control. See, you have to have a garment of praise to speak to whatever's going on in your life. Because otherwise, you can't speak to it. You can't speak to it. You have to have a garment of praise on just to speak to that lady, that foot, Miss Pat. And you have to say to the foot, I'm going back to work on this day. And I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, because I'm giving you praise, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Muscles is getting in on. Thank you, Lord. But the pain going to yell at you. It's going to throb at night to let you know I'm here. It's going to swell just to let you know you ain't going to do nothing. But if you don't have a garment of praise on, you have no hope. Then you get before God and say, what's up? I've been tired. I've been blessing folks. I'm doing what I can do. You got to get in the time of God, in the season of the Lord. And know that it's already covered. That God protected you because it could have been broke. Could have had surgery. But you didn't, did you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He kept focused, knowing this is the time of God and the season of the Lord. In other words, he did not take notice of it was his son that was supposed to be offered. He didn't take notice that God had asked him to do this. He wasn't focusing on that. He was focusing on worship. He focusing on, this is God's time. This ain't my time. I ain't got no business talking no smack in this time. I ain't got no business murmuring, complaining, because God has brought me through. He has given me a promise that everybody else laughed about and said, it ain't going to happen. I'm pretty sure that was speaking. Then when you turn 100 and your wife is 99, that says loud. You know, that speaks loud. Don't that speak loud, y'all? That speaks loud. See, that speaks loud. But God still comes through. Why? Because there was a garment of praise. And because there was a garment of praise, there was hope. And because there was hope, provision came. Glory to God. His baby came. And now you gonna ask me to sacrifice him? He didn't even look at his time. Ooh. I don't know if y'all getting this. The time of God and the season of the Lord. It ain't about you. You have to step out of your time and season. See, your time, say, God, I need you to pay this bill by the 15th. Because it says on the paper, Jesus, the 15th. So I need you to pay this bill by the 15th. The 15th that came and gone, ain't it? We had a whole new month. Somebody better know it's the time of God and the season of the Lord. You hear what I'm saying? You got to put on some praise. Because the people going to call you up, send you a nice letter. See, there's voices coming all the time. Woo! They just speaking. Oh, they're yelling. And then your body want to act up. You ain't got health insurance no more. Ooh, it's just yelling. But Abraham did not consider his time. What time are y'all in? It ain't about y'all time if you're looking for provision. It's time of God and the season of the Lord. Whew. And in this place, he saw, this is God saying, Abraham saw my way. He saw my way. He didn't see his way. He saw God's way. God said, go up on the mountain to worship me. He saw God's way. He got his stuff together, and him and the child went. He got up there. He built the altar. He built it according to God's way, not according to his way. And then after he built the altar, he didn't look around and say, now, I know there's a lamb somewhere around. Let me look in here. Well, where the lamb at? See, that would have been Abraham's way. That would have been Abraham's way. What did God say? He saw my way. He recognized the sign. He recognized my signs. We can look how the earth is going and recognize the times of the end. But see, that's going to happen. But what about the signs of where God has for you right now? Can you see the signs of where God is calling you? Can you see his timetable? I say God's timetable have no numbers on it. So you can't look at a clock. Okay? So God's timetable is, but there's a time in his time. You just can't go by your digital clock. He has a time, but you'll recognize the time in your spirit. And whoever else he has to bless you is going to recognize the time. They may not understand it, but they got to bless you. Because you're in the time of God and the season of the Lord. He recognized my signs. So he went up and built the altar. Then what did he do? He wasn't confused about the way of God. He wasn't confused. He laid his 23-year-old son up on the altar. We're not talking a child. If you look up the word lad, it don't mean little boy. It's a young man. His son obeyed the father because the father recognized the sign and time of God. So the father taught the signs and times to the son. Oh, my God. That's a whole different thing. What are you teaching your children about the time of God? Are you teaching them to murmur and complain and be frustrated or give them everything they want? Is that what we're teaching our children today? They can have whatever they want, because I got news for you. When they grow up, they ain't going to be able to fall in man's time. Because man ain't going to give them everything they want. Don't you better stop doing that. You better say no, spank that behind. But he taught his son the signs of the time and the season of the Lord. So the son was able to lay himself on this altar. Why? Because he trusted his dad, but he also had a relationship with God. You can't lay on the altar and you ain't got to walk with God. You can't do that. No way can you do that. Somebody got to know something. You got to tell me something. You got to give me some hope, and it comes from praise. So this child has been familiar with worshiping God. He's familiar about taking off the clothes of carnality. He was in unity with his dad, who was in unity with God. So the thing was able to flow. Glory to God. He laid him down. He tied his hands and feet down. Had the area on his stomach clear so where he can make the mark for sacrifice. And he raised his hand, determined to obey God. Determined to obey God. determined to do God's way, to determine to recognize the signs and the times, and to sacrifice. And when the angel of the Lord saw, God said, stop him. Hold your hand. Because in the thicket there's a sacrifice. Woo! Glory! What was he saying? Recognize my time and my season, because I have a provision for you. But you got to be able to focus. You got to be able to open up your eyes and see. You might have to tune yourself throughout the day a few times until your spirit has total control of the carnality. But many things and many people are going to try to get you out of the time of God and the season of the Lord. See, where God is calling me, I can't put that on my husband. I just have to be obedient to where he's calling me. See, I have the revelation. So it's up to me to recognize the signs of God and the season of the Lord. I'm in the season of the Lord. It's not about what I need. It's not about how I feel. It's not about what I see. It's not about what you're doing. It's not about what's going on in this world. It's about God. My worship. My praise. My sacrifice. Laying it at the altar. Laying down attitudes. Laying down fears. Laying down arguments. High things that want to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Sacrificing, taking that sword of the Spirit and cutting through my carnality. And allowing myself to die daily. Of everything I have. Of everything I want. Everything, ladies, everything. Everything. My children, their needs, and I see what they're going through. I have to lay it all. I have to sacrifice it on the altar. What my husband been going through, I have to lay it at the altar. It's not about that. It's about putting on the robe of praise so I can have some hope when I go before the Father. I say, I give it all to you. What do you want from me today? What do you want to say to me today? Where do you want me to go and do? Do you want me to just sit here and just worship you? Do you want me to fast before you today? Who do you want me to encourage? It's all about you, Father. I sacrifice myself for you. I give you everything I have. Everything. Everything. My knowledge, my confidence, all the knowledge I think I have, my problem-solving knowledge. You know, we can be problem solvers, but I can't fix this one. I can't fix this one. Because this thing went far beyond. You ever seen the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean? Right in the middle. Everywhere you look, it's just too big. I don't know if to swim forward or backwards. I just got to be still. I just got to be still. Because it's not about my time. I got to get focused. I got to get focused. Ladies, you got to get focused. You young ladies especially, you got to get focused. Because if you're not focused, the enemy has another focus, another trap. He'll have you sacrificing something else. Single women. Yeah, have you sacrificing something else? Married women. We'll sacrifice because the kids need this and my husband needs this. Is that what the Lord, what is God calling you to do? What is he calling you to do? In this place, Abraham saw my way and my provision, the lamb. He trusted in my time. He trusted in my season that I will deliver. And the Lord says, my ways have not changed. You have to know the mandate of God. I always say that. The mandate of God on your life. And it's up to you to find it and get it and find out what you need, what he wants you to do. In my place, when God answered me, he said two things, my husband said two things that I caught, my way and my signs. I know what the time of God is and the season of the Lord is for me. I know what he's calling me to sacrifice. And every day I have to get up and say, okay, what do you want today? I don't even tell him about the bills anymore. He knows. I just lay hands on him. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your provision. Thank you for whoever you spoke to that needs to bless me. Because you said, I give, it's given back to me in a good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men will give unto my bosom. My bosom is full today. That's what I say in my season, in the season of God. My bosom is full. In this time of God, I say my bosom is full. Because he says, there is provision. And for me to be able to see and find that provision, I got to be focused. You got to sharpen your lenses. And how do you sharpen your lenses? Get in the Word of God, ladies. Get in the Word of God. Spend time with God. Even though I had 15 minutes because of everything I had to do today, it was a good 15 minutes. It was my heart given to the Lord. It was a worship of intimacy with the Father and letting him know, I'm your mouthpiece. I'm your hands. I'm whatever. Whatever you have for me to give to the lady. See, it's not about me. It's about giving to you today. Because, see, the Father wants you blessed. He wants you blessed. He wanted you to know so much that he wants you in that secret place. You. He wanted you to know today. He wanted you to know that he's with you, not to be afraid. He wanted you to know, just open your heart and give it to me. He just wanted you to know, you can do it. Don't let nobody stop it. He wanted Janice to know that you're not a widower. You're married to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's what he wanted you to know. And that folks won't stop stealing from you. And that you're going to say something. Glory to God. Oh, man. He wanted you to know. You don't have to be afraid. New beginnings. New steps. New road. Scary. But he's going to do. That's right. He wants you to know. It's all good. You're going to be up moving around again. But this is good timing. Embrace this time. He wanted you to know, to embrace this time. Take advantage of it. He wants to reveal and show. He wanted you to know. It's time to come forward. You've been in the back too long. He wanted you to know again. You're free. And don't let nobody tell you not. Recognize the voices. Glory to God. Recognize. Glory to God. It wasn't about me. It's about his girls. So I have to be in his presence. Put on a robe of praise. So I can have some hope. That I'm going to see provision for me. As I do what he has called me to do. The time of God. And the season of the Lord. And if I didn't give you a scripture. If you need a scripture. Get into look up the story of Abraham. Genesis or Exodus. Get into the part where Abraham was going to sacrifice. Somebody look it up and we can say it. So the folks on the CD baby said, oh, okay, I can go there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And while somebody's looking at it, the last thing I want to say to you, the only way you will not be in the time of God, in the season of the Lord, if you allow your mind to collapse. Collapse. And the word collapse means to fall or break down suddenly. Fold into a compact. Genesis chapter 22. Read the whole thing. 21, 22? Okay, Genesis chapter 21 and then Genesis chapter 22. Study that out. Look in there how Abraham knew the seasons of God. When his wife was pregnant, he kept saying, he kept believing in a tough situation. But the only way you're not going to make it is if you collapse. That means if you allow fear to come in and you allow yourself to faint, you will fall back into carnality. You will not have any hope, and you won't have any praise, and you will not have any provision. Father, we just thank you right now for this word. We just thank you for this time. Father, we give you praise and glory. Father, I just pray right now for each lady that you would help them recognize the signs.